Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Grammar Girl here. I'm Mignon Fogarty, and you can think of me as your friendly guide to the English language. We talk about writing, history, rules, and cool stuff. Today, we'll talk about a famous line from Gone with the Wind, and about whether we're returning to normalcy or normality, and whether there's a difference. The phrase, "frankly, my dear," begins one of the most memorable movie lines of our time. Rhett Butler, played by Clark Gable, said those three words to start his final parting line to Scarlett O'Hara, played by Vivian Leigh, in the 1939 movie Gone with the Wind. Even if you've never seen that movie, you've likely heard that movie line. It created quite a stir because it ended with a profanity that was frowned upon on screen at the time, even though the movie producer was granted an exception by the Hays office to use it. Eventually, that controversy died down, but another controversy arose concerning that line that has nothing to do with profanity and everything to do with punctuation. In the book Gone with the Wind, the word frankly is absent from that iconic line spoken by Rhett to Scarlett. The line just begins with, "my dear," followed by a comma. Movie producer David Selznick added frankly followed by a comma, and he was insistent about the comma, as can be seen in his list of possible less offensive ways to end the line. Each suggestion that he considered began with "frankly, my dear," with a comma after "frankly" and after "dear." For example, one of those suggestions was for Rhett to say, "frankly, my dear, it is of no consequence," which might be what some of you are thinking about this segment's focus on the comma in that line. Is it of any consequence whether "frankly" is followed by a comma? Well, it was to William Safire, a writer for the New York Times. In 1994, when CBS produced its spin-off Scarlett series, one of its advertisements had the beginning of that iconic Gone with the Wind movie line captioned on screen as "frankly, my dear," with no comma after "frankly." That prompted Safire to give CBS his annual Bloopy Award because of the missing punctuation. But wait, an adverb at the beginning of a sentence doesn't have to have a comma, right? Yes, that is correct. The word "frankly" is an adverb, and when used at the beginning of a sentence, it's called a sentence adverb. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs, but they can also modify an entire sentence. Some people say that an introductory or sentence adverb always has to be followed by a comma. But the Chicago Manual of Style says sentence adverbs can be followed by a comma, but they don't have to be. So you could write "actually, I don't care," with or without a comma after "actually." Either way is acceptable, at least to the Chicago Manual of Style. If a sentence begins with a sentence adverb followed by a direct address, though, then you do need a comma after the adverb. The comma is necessary because of the direct address. As William Safire explained in his Bloopy Award, quote, "in direct address, the name or its substitute, as in my dear or my fine feathered friend, must be set off by commas," unquote. So you would write, "actually, my dear, it is of consequence," using a comma after "actually." The technical term for words of direct address in a sentence is the vocative case, and words in the vocative case are set off by commas. If you have a sentence that begins with a vocative case, such as my dear, and you add a sentence adverb, such as frankly, then a comma must follow the adverb to set off the direct address. In other words, frankly, my dear, you do need a comma after frankly in Rhett Butler's famous parting line to Scarlett O'Hara. That segment was written by Brenda Thomas, a freelance writer and online educator.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I'm still waiting to get my first COVID vaccination, but man, I am starting to feel hope on the horizon. And it seems I'm not the only one because I've been getting questions like this one from Steve in Pataskala, Ohio. Quote, in reference to returning to life after the pandemic, I've wondered what's correct, normalcy or normality? Well, Steve, normality is the slightly older word, and the short answer is it's also a little more respectable than normalcy. But normalcy has a more interesting history. It first showed up in some obscure references to mathematics, but it seems to have been popularized in the United States by President Warren Harding in the 1920s. The Oxford English Dictionary labels it as chiefly U.S., and has these two citations, which I find pretty funny back-to-back. First, in 1920, Harding said, quote, America's present need is not heroics but healing, not nostrums but normalcy, not revolution but restoration, unquote. In fact, he went on to make his campaign slogan, return to normalcy. And then the next citation in the OED is from a 1929 tract from the Society for Pure English that says, quote, if normalcy is ever to become an accepted word, it will presumably be because the late President Harding didn't know any better, unquote. Because as it turns out, normalcy is the result of an error by a U.S. president. In fact, Harding was apparently mocked at the time for using normalcy. But then his supporters came to his defense, citing the earlier math references. But that wasn't really the point. It did exist before he used it, but nobody imagined he was reading old math dictionaries and decided to use the word he found there. He wasn't using it deliberately that way. He just got the usual word, normality, wrong. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary of English Usage, people continued to use normalcy, often in criticisms of Harding and often in quotation marks to highlight their sarcasm. The closest modern parallel I can think of is when people mocked George W. Bush for saying nuclear instead of nuclear. But unlike nuclear, normalcy seemed to catch on, and eventually people moved from using it mockingly to using it as just another word that had the same meaning as normality. The other thing it makes me think of is when people jokingly mispronounce a word, like ossifer for officer, or flutterby for butterfly. But then they end up accidentally saying the quote-unquote funny pronunciation when they're actually serious because they've used it so much. Early style guides recommend it against normalcy, but it's not considered an error today. All the dictionaries include it, perhaps labeled as chiefly American if you're looking at a British dictionary. Brian Garner says normalcy is virtually universal, though still objected to by a few stalwarts. And the Associated Press says either word is fine. Having arisen in the United States, normalcy tends to be a little more popular here than in Britain, but even in the United States, it's still less common in published books than normality. Based on all this, I recommend saying we're getting back to normality, but I don't have a problem with normalcy either. I welcome it no matter what we call it. Finally, I have a familect about tacos and cats from Elizabeth.
Hey, Grammar Girl, it's Elizabeth calling in with a familect. So my familect has a few different layers to it. I love cats and I love words and grammar. And my husband happens to be Mexican. So I get this meme sent to me a lot by friends who know any of these facts about me. The meme is a little cat dressed up in a taco outfit. And it says taco cat is taco cat backwards because it's palindrome. I love it. I crack up every time I see it. But because we have two cats, we've kind of generalized taco cat to be about them. And we will say that they are taco cats when they're fighting or when they're, you know, being jungly and attacking each other. But we've shortened it now. So we'll say if they are acting like that, we'll tell them no tacos to say, you know, don't attack each other because a taco attack sounds kind of similar. So anyway, that's just a fun little thing that me and my husband say. We have a couple of taco cats that we got to keep in line. Love your show, and I love hearing all these familects. Bye.
Thanks, Elizabeth. I love that. I can just picture you saying, no taco. And I love stories that kind of evolve from one saying to another. If you want to call with your family word story, your familect, you can leave a voicemail at 83-321-4-GIRL, and I might play it on the show. I'm Mignon Fogarty, better known as Grammar Girl. You can find articles that go with each podcast segment at my website, quickanddirtytips.com. And you can find me on Twitter and Facebook as Grammar Girl and on TikTok as The Real Grammar Girl. Thanks to my producer, Nathan Sams, and that's all. Thanks for listening.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.